Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about when is the best time of year to buy a home? Will the season save or cost me money? Hey everybody, welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for joining me for this episode number 11. Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we are going to be talking about when is the best time of year to buy a home. But before I get into that, I want to introduce myself. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle. But if you're not from Seattle, that's okay. This whole podcast is still for you. This program, this education and empowerment podcast can still help buyers all over the country. We use different terms here. We do things a little bit differently in Washington, but not that drastic. The principles are still basically the same. I try to answer questions that will help everybody because I got listeners all over the country now at this point. And thank you so much for doing that and spreading the word about this podcast. And of course, if you like the podcast, go ahead and share it. Go to iTunes, rate it, leave a comment, say thank you, whatever. Share it with your friends, anyone interested in buying a home, and hopefully this will, you know, help them guide down that path. Also, if this is the first time coming here, if you're looking for the guide, the sort of the podcast version of my ultimate guide for buying a home, that's the first 10 episodes. The first 10 episodes, each we cover a different topic on each 10. Going forward, we're hitting topics that come up as I'm helping people buy a home and questions that I get from fans like yourself. So if you have a question that you would like answered on this program, go ahead and email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com, and we'll, you know, maybe it'll be a topic, or, you know, I just might respond to you right then, but then I'll also cover it for everybody, for all the listeners. Cause I figure if one person's asking, you know, gotta be another 100 at least that are wondering about this, that specific issue. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, if you are looking for a real estate agent, you know, if you're in Seattle, I'd love to help you. But if you are outside of there, I'm connected to people all over the country, and there's a lot of people I trust out there, and I can help guide them to you. So go ahead and, again, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, or you can text me even. Anybody can text me for questions. That number is 206-351-9230. But anyway, let's get into this. What season is the best to buy a home? You know, there's some good news here. Because I was like looking up data just for this program, because there's a lot of when I got into real estate, I was told, well, you know, most people are buying and selling in that sort of March through June area. And there's a lot of activity. There is so much activity. It's kind of crazy. But that is sort of a hotbed. I would still tell people, like, yeah, you're going to feel like the most homes are for sale then, but the most people are out looking. Definitely when the weather's nice, people are looking at homes. They want to do that. So yeah, it is busy then. But statistics are interesting. I'm looking up statistics, and, you know, the winter, the fall, you know, the November, December, January, they do slow down a bit. Not every year, but typically they do. Things kind of slow down there. We get a slower amount of new listings popping up. The close, how many days on the market on average, or the median days on the average, those do they do change a bit. They get lower, usually in the December area. So yeah. But mostly there's homes available all the time, all the time. They're going to be out there. What I like to think that, you know, usually in the winter, there's people are kind of, they're going to jump on the house not as quick, so you have a little more time. And that's wonderful. And actually, my preference sort of is winter buying. Like I bought in the late fall, early winter when I bought my most recent house. And what I like about it is I like it to be raining. I like it to rain when I'm buying a house because they can't hide water damage. And water is the biggest thing to harm a house. In my opinion, there's insects and stuff that could potentially, but it's always water. People are trying to figure out how to get water away from the house, make sure it's not getting in the house. Water made the Grand Canyon. It's a destructive thing. So you want to be careful with it. So I like touring houses in the winter. I like doing that. Some of you are in places that it doesn't rain, right? So you're like, well, that doesn't matter to me. I would say the time of year that you really want to start looking at some areas, maybe areas is more specific, is what's the worst time of year for you, like that you don't like? You want to get somewhere, if it's really hot in your area and that's the worst part of the year, probably want to see, like, does this thing get shaded? What's this feel like on the inside? If you're in a colder area, maybe you want to go in the cold season. So, this is really cold in here. Look at the temperature difference from room to room. Is that indicative of an issue with the way the vent system is set up, or because of the way they expanded the home? I'll tell you, my den is freezing. The rest of the house is fine, but they stuck the return vent in the thermometer you should put near the return vent, and it's not in this one. I don't know why, but they put it in a weird place, and so doesn't quite calibrate the house as well as it should. There's little issues that you discover every time you move. Every time you move, you find something a little bit new to look for. But yeah, so I like to look for the most damage when I'm shopping. And I know, like, maybe you're tuning in this podcast and going, well, I want you to tell me the right month. What month should I go, Silas? I'm like, well, it changes, but there's not really a significant, like, give me, do you want to hear stats? Do you want to hear some stats? I'll tell you stats for last year. Okay. Now, last year, I have to do this in a 3-year. So I like to look at new listings. One. So new listings in 2018, this really surprised me, honestly. The most in the, I'm talking about the entire MLS, okay? I can't just say Seattle. I could break it down to the Seattle metro area, but I'm just going to, so this is sort of Olympia up to north, to almost to Canada, west of the mountains. So, but it gives you good range, so I'm not leaving out anybody. By almost 600 homes, actually, in 2018, the most listed new listings was actually in the month of November. Shocked. I was shocked at that because that goes against everything. Next to it, though, was May, which is not surprising. That's the last push of people trying to get out before summer. Because a lot of times people with kids, they really want to have everything settled before the kids go back to school. They want to know what school district they're going to be in, or otherwise they don't move, right? So that's the number of new listings. Now, pending sales. So they went from new to pending. Okay. 2018, that was April. April had the most pending. Where in November, we're significantly like 7,000 less went pending that month. So people weren't putting as many offers in, right? Now, how about sale price? Sale price is hard because, things are just kind of going up. And, to be honest, the sale price here is it's so low when you take in all the into account everywhere in the state, in the Washington. Because, the entire MLS, the average, let's go with average. The average sale price topped out at $479,000 in December. That was the average. But, with it slowly going up every single month, including now, And then let's see, closed sales. Closed sales, we're looking at the most last year, 2018, was April. You know, so as you're wondering about now compared to now, I know a year ago, I'm talking almost, it's like November. It's about November, I think, when you'll hear this, is we are down about 10,000 homes less closed in April this year, 2019. But I'm going for 2018 though, because it's good stats. So percentage of list price on average, April 2018 of 2018 was when it went the highest above asking price. So whereas December, things averaged at about asking price. So if you're talking about saving money, that might be, you know, that might be indicative for you. You're probably going to get closer to list price as we get closer to the end of the year. I think that's the most, really, those are the stats that really matter the most. Days on the market, you know, those definitely are longer in the winter. Not drastic, not amazingly, but a decent amount. They're all still pretty close, and things don't stay on the market very long. Still in Seattle. They're not lasting 3 months, so you can't expect. So if you're going to look at a house in December, or you can't expect it to be there in 2 to 3 months statistically. It's just not gonna happen right now. They get that house sold or pull it from the market. So yeah, spring you might be looking at more a higher cost. What should you look at? I have some clients right now that they are looking to buy. They want to sell a home and they want to buy one. And so that's why this topic came up, because they're like, well, when's the best time for them to sell? Well, I think it's a matter of more convenience for you, because there's going to be buyers out there. There are statistically buyers out there. Now I can, if you have a question about buying a home and you want to know, but what I really need to know is what area you live in. And I can look up the stats specific. If you want to look in Fremont, you want to look in Ballard, I can look at just that area and tell you all the averages for everything, right? So because it could change. Real estate to a degree is a macro business. You know, we got to look at this really close, this really detailed neighborhood, and then make decisions about that. But for them, I say, you know, they want to buy a new house. They don't have to. They're not being like forced. They just don't like their commute. And so they'd like a place near the water with a better commute. And so we're going to be looking, and when we find the right home, like, okay, well, we found the right home. Let's go ahead and put an offer in there. Yes, there's a chance that it can get more competitive in April. More people will be going, you know, out at homes. But I think if we, you know, a good agent can structure an offer differently and get it accepted. Like, there's a misconception that everyone thinks like, oh, well, all the agents are doing it the same, right? No, people do offers a little bit differently, and the way you approach your sale can get beat out the other people. Even if the other people offered more, there are ways that you can get your offer accepted. So don't feel like you're always just outbid. You know, sometimes it's just the way the agent structures and presents the offer to the other client that can get you the house. So so sell wise, you know, like let's say that rumors sort of were true that, well, you know, you're going to get less if you sell in the winter. Well, yeah, maybe you do, but it means the one you're buying, you're also getting for less, right? Because it's got to work both ways. So there you go. Yeah. So I think the takeaway from this is, what's convenient for you? Is the interest rate where you want it? Do you need to be in a certain school district by a certain time? Take those into account when deciding. If you want to look for, like me, what's the danger days or the danger times of year? You know, look at that. Go in the winter. Buy then. But things are always popping up. There's new listings all the time. So if you don't absolutely have to have one certain house, you know another one's going to pop up. Another one in that neighborhood, probably. Now, the price, well, that's another thing. Hopefully your agent's talking to you about that. Like, no, we're not going to find that house for that price. House I'm in now, I bought it during a little dip in the neighborhood in November 2018, and we pounced on it and got it. 6 months later, I would not have been able to afford this house, just to be honest. Like, it just would have priced out based on everything else that came for sale on my block. So be open to opportunities, but don't beat yourself up about it. But interest rates are at a historic low. We've said they could never get lower. We said they could never get to this amount. Could they get lower? I guess. But nobody can understand how. So maybe now is a good time. If you did get pre-approved in the last, 6 months ago, might want to check again, because you might be in a better situation right now that you want to pounce on. So do that. Yeah, coordinate with your lender, that kind of thing. Check with your agent on the area. Like I said earlier in the program, if you're in the Seattle area, I'd love to help you out. So go ahead and message me, and we can check out the area that you want to buy in, whether that's Ballard or that's over in Bellevue, because I do service the east side as well. Hey, that's our program. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. You are rocking in the sharing of this podcast. So keep that going. If you are in the Seattle area, please go ahead and give me a call, 206-351-9230, and let me start helping you buy a home. If you're not in the Seattle area, I am hooked up with agents all over this country. And I'd love to, if you happen to be in an area, in a city that I happen to know an agent, I would love to connect the two of you. Thank you for listening, and until next time, buy that home.